Z-Mobile.
K4NXC, K4NIP, good morning, how are you?
This is one of them hit the snooze three times mornings. I'm running a few minutes late. I didn't sleep good last night, but anyway, I'm headed in.
I'm running late too.
Probably ain't because it's your fault.
We say it's not.
POT Mobile, good morning.
Be right back, I throw one on the porch. Guys, y'all go ahead.
I'm gonna wake up. Sleep driving.
All right, well, one of y'all.
I'm from Patrick. Yesterday. I missed Patrick, I think, yesterday.
Missed him too.
My day's Thursday, but it's Friday.
Plan for the weekend.
Travel.
Thing over here. I got some stuff around the house I got to do tomorrow. Try to take advantage of the sunshine tomorrow. Get some stuff done outside, and then got to help install a gate opener at my mom's place this weekend also.
I'll be a little busy.
Yeah, this is going to be a jam-packed weekend. I'm not exactly looking forward to that, but that's all right. It'll be good. At least it'll be nice and bright, sunshiny out there.
But I hope it stays that way.
What's on this weekend, Ed?
Plans as of right now, nothing special. Go over and look at the creek a little bit.
My creek is just roaring. And my wife wanted to go down and look at it yesterday too, but I ate supper and went to bed.
Without supper last night. Nobody was ready to eat, so I said, good time for me to go. Good night.
I can skip supper.
A lot, but I do skip lunch.
I gotta have me some lunch. You gonna get you one of them slinkies? I'm thinking about getting a slinky. And when I go to the beach, use it.
About real serious.
It's gonna be in May, but I'll get you a holler and see if I can raise you up on 40 or 80.
Put you down.
I double with you, then I double with him. Full slinkies run.
$59. On that thing, it's like having an NVIS, but it's all contained into literally like nothing. It's all contained in PVC. You just spread it open. That thing ain't big as nothing. Don't take up no space. I think that's the way to go.
I think you sent me on it, but the guy didn't do no using it on the video, and he's just talking about it, but I guess I'd like to see somebody using one.
There, I mean, Ed, there's plenty of videos. Ed saw where a guy made a contact. I'm wanting to say 800 miles. I have to ask him when he gets back on.
This side of Dallas, Texas, all the way to North Carolina coast.
That range of what we're trying to do. It's much trouble setting up that other one.
If you want to play with it, KM4NAP Friday. Antenna would be worth the money, especially in an emergency situation.
All it was, you know, when it wasn't being used, I mean, it ain't meg is a minute on that, so that was pretty cool. KK4POT.
Perfect little travel emergency SOS. Get me out of trouble, antenna.
Get on that and use that antenna to get me out of doghouse with mama.
Tory Ghost Rider. Her new car, I don't think you're getting out of the doghouse.
Gonna buy no new cars. I done told her. I said, this is the last one. And she drove it for a couple of years, traded it, and she's paying on one herself now. I ain't got to worry about the car payment. She does.
What I didn't like about that car, I had a friend that had one. They loved it.
Works down there, the sales lady, and she got talked into it.
I see how it is.
Well, I hate it. She's the one that did it. If that's anything, I'm going to get me a trike.
Just wanting me to get a backhoe attachment for my tractor. I told her, I said, I ain't going in debt for nothing like that. I'd like to have one. I've always wanted one. I don't know that I'd use it. Enough to pay for it, which that, I guess, don't make no difference, but I definitely ain't borrowing no money.
Would be worried about her asking for a backhoe attachment going back in the tractor. I hope she ain't got a spot picked out for you.
Thought of that, but you got a point there. We might just want to quell that whole conversation.
I can't afford it right now, sorry.
I gauged by how disappointed the look is on her face is what she was going to do with it.
Frying pan down on the stove easy, and she's fine. But she slams it down, you better run.
Hey, I'm rolling up, guys. I'm going to jump out of here and let you guys continue on. 73 to you, KK4POT.
Maybe for Christmas.
Looking for any fall notes. I don't know that we... I don't think that's the end of the street.
What she wants to dig up?
She has a... I don't necessarily know that there's anything she wants to dig up. I know I've got a drainage ditch that runs down along the side of the driveway. Be dug out, but my neighbor has got one. I think he'd be glad to do it. Be cheaper for me just to pay him to do that, because I really don't think I'd have that much use for that thing.
If you don't have much use for it, there's no need of getting it, and it'd just be in the way.
Want a post hole digger before I do anything else, but that's another deal. I mean, once you get your post set in, what you gonna do with it? Normally those things just hang up in a barn somewhere for years.
Machine that drove metal posts down into the ground and it strung the barbed wire at the same time.
That's a good fencing machine, ain't it?
Them just to play with, but I ain't got no reason to fence nothing in.
Late you running this morning?
Halfway.
The morning's where you sit in your driveway.
For them, too, it doesn't seem like it's ever going to occur again.
30.
Two Alpha Fads, you gonna be on the radio?
On radio until I get home, or stop and get me some breakfast once.
Think radio when you get in. Once you get in, be on some DX.
I'll be checking things out and see what's going on.
Radio?
Use it, and the more of DX contacts I make, and that headset that I bought to match it up with, I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Them headsets, I think they're made by Neil. I was kind of eyeballing them things. I've got a headset, but it's nowhere near that quality.
Order one. I got the top of the line. But don't let them talk you into having the, getting you a button, the transmit button and stuff, because one comes with it.
I've got on the back burner. What's your max wattage on that?
Wattage on the headset?
And your radio.
I think say I didn't know they were wattage on the headset. My radio's 100 watts.
I didn't make myself clear. I do that a lot.
I do the same thing. But I don't use a amp or nothing. I run 100 watts and that's it. Standard mic in mine, but they do make a microphone that you can replace that other one with. That's just for DX, and it's like $35.
And what the headset cost?
$234.
That's a nice one. It's probably worth every penny of it.
Say one thing, it's very, very comfortable. I had another headset. I gave it to Easton. It hurt my ears after a while, but this one, you can run all day and not get tired of wearing it.
Headset from KK4NXD, which he was in my class when I took my test. Steve, I can't remember his last name. But I hadn't heard Steve in years. I don't know whatever happened to him. He was in Greenville. But that headset is for, specifically for EchoLink. It's got a USB pin on it. It's a comfortable headset. But I'm not on EchoLink that much, which I might try EchoLink. Maybe this weekend sometime.
See if you get the headset that I got, you'll enjoy it. But I got the Fire Engine red one.
Different colors.
Black, dark blue, and red. Buy an adapter for your specific radio. I had to get one for mine. They're color-coded. Mine's yellow. I think you got an Icon, don't you?
I got that Yaesu 857. Hard on that one.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, young man. KN4NFT.
Good morning, guys. Anything about a Yaesu FTGX 1200?
I don't.
Looking at one that somebody was selling, but I didn't know anything about it.
Seen on YouTube, a lot of people like the 1200.
I got my radio in here last night, and I put the adapter in the little outlet here, and I don't know if I'm able to, but positive, and then it sparked, and then man, the car freaked out.
I completely understand what you said, Ken. Did you say you got the adapter?
I had a power adapter, and I plugged it in, and it made a little arc, and then the whole car electronics just started freaking out.
Something was loose in that adapter.
Then it was all right. Then I stuck my meter to it, and then as soon as I touched the meter to it, I don't know if something's wrong with the meter. It just barely arced, and the power went away from the, you know, from the outlet. And then when I tried to start the car, I got all kinds of alarms.
What's going on there? And I hate, I gotta go. I'm destinating. I'm on State 73. So you guys, that's 38.
Mike 73, hopefully catch you Monday.
Have a good one, have a good weekend. Catch you on Monday, KN4PS.
Adapter from you. Where did you get the adapter?
My Amazon. And it was something to do with me touching the meter to it.
But I would say something wrong with that adapter. Shouldn't have done that.
Got a meter. When I touched it with the meter, shorted it. I don't know what the problem is. Because I plugged it, turned right around and plugged it right into the truck, and it worked fine.
Plug it into the car. Does it still go haywire?
I got to blow fuse somewhere for that power outlet, so I got to figure out where the fuse is. I think this, a little electrical spike freaked out the computer for a little bit.
Probably gave that computer a little bit of a headache. Sounded good this morning on that walk-in. Can't complain about it.
Here's the talk fine. It's just the receiving is just iffy.
That magnetic mount antenna I got, change
the
antenna, that might be better.
It didn't. I mean, I put my antenna off of the truck on here, and I know it's good. And it made it better, but it still didn't make it go away. But this radio has always done it, even with the rubber duck when I first got it. It's just a lot of picky sensing on the receiver.
Like it, with all the antennas, then this might be an internal issue. It should be better than that.
Something to do with the little, you got to have an adapter to go into the top of the little walkie. And, it could be something with that, although it did it with the rubber duck on it. But it receives fine if you're not moving, but if you're heading down the road, it doesn't do very well.
Get together and I'll give you that, 2 meter I got. It's not but 25 watt, but it should do you well because you're closer to the repeater than I am.
Thing from Daniel.
Might hurt a word.
Yes, it probably since he had a funeral for his buddy.
Anything out of him either. I'll see if I can find a number for him and give him a call today. For this weekend.
Sister wants me to come over to her boyfriend's house and fix the sink. Maybe I'll do that this evening. And then the only plan I think is try to get the regular radio in this car, and that without shorting something out. And then I gotta pick up some fuses, and I'll get a smaller fuse. The little adapter had a 20 in it, but I'm on the radio only pulls 13, so I'm gonna put a 15. That way, if something happens, hopefully it just blows the one in the little adapter.
Plan that if you need backup, let's go over to her boyfriend's house. All you gotta do is let me know. I have baseball bat with travel.
Figure out what the situation is there and everything. It just only put up with some of that for so long, and then it gets old.
And the
police camera beating up his first wife.
Prior to talking to him.
Any of that before she got started on that, you know, and then let's find out, you know, he really ain't even divorced, he's working on it, and then find out that he doesn't even have a driver's license. It's like, man, we're just getting from bad to worse.
I would say taking a different residence was a wise idea for her. Wise decision. Retirement center and it's got several bad spots.
Here's your apartment.
I just basically have got in here good.
You Patrick yesterday he was saying that the property has a right of way to, I guess, to another property. And the only place on his property to, the property he's looking at to put a house or whatever, is right in the middle of that right of way. And they're working on it, so he may not be getting it because he's got some issues.
Tell me about that. Are they working on the power lines? Because I understood him say the power lines and all were down on the ground.
Right away to get to another property like the driveway.
Get to another property, he can get with that person and work out a different easement and nullify that one if that's all it is.
NATO wanted up here in Spartanburg yesterday, and at the plant we all had to go to our safe zones and wait till it was over.
Yesterday afternoon, I think it ran from about 2 to 4 or something like that.
That plant, when you want to have that, everybody went to the safe zone, didn't let no trucks in or anything.
And I was in one of my bad spots.
They just locked down the plant, no trucks in or anything, and everybody goes to the safe zone.
But those tornado warnings really got people, board warner on their toes after it got demolished. Through here, the security guard got killed. I would say what he did was he probably locked the doors and the pressure just caused the building to explode and collapse on him. I think what he did was lock the doors on the guardhouse, and that pressure built up in the house. Just the guard shack just exploded and fell in on
him. Hey, about that.
I hate to do it, but I'm gonna have to hop off here and get these apartments took care of. But you be careful going in, and you have a good weekend. Hopefully, catch you on the radio over the weekend. Behave yourself, don't do nothing I wouldn't, and tell Miss Susan I said hello. So KM4NAP, sending 73's your way.
All threes, and I'll tell Susan and Nat, and maybe we'll catch up with you this weekend. But you have a good weekend. Tell Miss Carol we said hey, and look forward to catching you at least on Monday. KM4TFW, 73.